Proclamation number 6764 of 17th of February, 1957. Urgent exhortation to spread the word of God. You have your task which you may not shirk because it is extremely urgent and concerns work which not everyone is able to accomplish. You are to pass on my word which is directly conveyed to you by me and which therefore can also have an extremely powerful effect where it is willingly received. I myself trained you for this ministry. I myself introduced you to the truth and also made the understanding for it accessible to you. Thus I myself have chosen the disciples who are to convey my teaching to the world in the last days, because I know that it is urgently necessary to convey my pure word to people, which alone can give them light in the time of confusion and which brightly and clearly shows them the path which leads to me, to eternal beatitude. However, my will cannot necessarily determine you to comply with this task. You must be willing to serve me in fullest freedom of will. Only then will you also be able to do so. You must not be subject to any kind of compulsion. Love for me and for your neighbor must impel you to convey my word to him, and this love must be so profound that you will not let anything hinder you from carrying out your ministry. For you will only be successful if love is the driving force behind your activity. But love will also make you overcomers. I.e., nothing can oppose love, it will always be victorious. For you also draw the strength for your work for me and my kingdom from love. And understandably you must therefore always think of your neighbor before you think of yourselves. You must let every work for me and my kingdom come to the fore. You must also not let resistance hold you back from this work because it will dissolve by itself where the strength of love is active. The spreading of my word is of utmost importance and should not be postponed either, because every day can still be utilized for the work every person still has to do on his soul. Because every person also needs strength for this, which he can draw from my word again and again. Because my word is the water of life which alone helps the soul to recover, and because my flow of grace shall constantly flow into the hearts of those who desire it, and people long for it. For whom I was once able to address through his willingness to hear me, I also want to constantly quench his hunger and thirst, for he increases the more he is allowed to receive. Therefore, don't let any stagnation occur, fill their hearts with the nourishment which I myself offer you, let them also come to the table where my gifts are spread out for everyone. Share out as long as you yourselves receive the abundance of grace and let no one go hungry. And remember that the time is only a short when you can work unhindered. Remember that every day has to be utilized, and take your work seriously, for it is very urgent. Again and again I tell you that you can be certain of my help, my grace and my protection, that I myself bless you in your work and that you just must not become lukewarm and indifferent, because then you would easily run the risk of being worked on by my adversary. But this is impossible for him as soon as you are eagerly active on my behalf. And he tries to stop this eager activity of yours, and he truly has many means which he uses but which remain ineffective where you use your love with increased strength, where you unite with me ever more intimately through your activity and therefore allow my constant presence which makes every activity impossible for the adversary. Just hand yourselves over to my protection with complete trust and you will not lack the strength to be active for me. Time is pressing, and thus you should also try to fulfill my mission ever more eagerly, to spread my word and to make people's hearts happy who draw strength from my word and who now also want to be active again, as it is my will. Time is pressing, and therefore I admonish you again and again and make you aware of the significance of your earthly task. I have mentioned to you that you proclaim the gospel in my stead, which you receive directly from me. Amen.